There is no such thing as multitasking. Multitasking does not work. Now, you could walk and chew gum and have a conversation. I'm talking about doing two cognitive activities, all right? Because in actuality, you're not multitasking. In actuality, the correct term is task switching. You're going from one task to another, but you're getting this novelty dopamine fix, and you feel like you're getting stimulated and that novelty, and you feel like you're being more productive, but you're being busy. Because here's what happens. Every single time you switch from one activity to another, it takes anywhere from 5 minutes to 20 minutes to reset your focus and your flow.
That's Jim Quick. And this is the Depression Detox Show. And welcome back to the Depression Detox Show, where we share ideas and stories to help you live a happier life. I am your host, Malik Josephs. Happy Tuesday. I appreciate connecting with you today as we have New York Times bestselling author and brain coach Jim Quick joining us on the show to dispel the multitask myth and to teach us the number one thing to avoid so that we can have the most successful morning and productive day. Here's Jim Quick. Enjoy.
And then the third digital villain is digital distraction. You're talking about focus, right? You want to improve your focus? Like, where's your focus nowadays? We live in a world full of distractions. And I'll tell you one of the best brain hacks, and you're gonna say, like, Jim, you're interesting up to this point, now I hate you. This is what's gonna happen. But as your coach, as your brain coach, because people have a voice coach, they have a business coach, a personal trainer. I wanna be your brain coach, right? The worst habit you could have is to pick up your phone the first hour of the day. Raise your hand if you pick up your phone the first hour of the day. Look around. It is the worst habit you could have when it comes to high performance. And let me tell you why, okay? The most successful people in the world, they have a to-do list. Yes? All the things you need to be able to do and accomplish. The people who are the elite, the 10% of those people, I noticed, they also have a not to-do list, right? It's even more important. Even that list sometimes is even bigger than their to-do list, right? Because they are very clear of things they will not do because it wastes energy, it wastes focus, it wastes, you know what one of the things on that list? Multitasking. Multitasking. How many people like to multitask? Do multiple things at once? Now, in actuality, all the research is absolutely clear. There is no such thing as multitasking. Multitasking does not work. Now, you could walk and chew gum and have a conversation. I'm talking about doing two cognitive activities, all right? Because in actuality, you're not multitasking. In actuality, the correct term is task switching. You're going from one task to another, but you're getting this novelty dopamine fix, and you feel like you're getting stimulated and that novelty, and you feel like you're being more productive, but you're being busy. Because here's what happens. Every single time you switch from one activity to another, it takes anywhere from 5 minutes to 20 minutes to reset your focus and your flow. Does that make sense? They do these studies with doctors and surgeons. They found that when they multitask, actually increases the rate of error rate. So they're making more mistakes. So not only are you wasting time, but you're making more errors also on top of it. So multitasking is on that not to-do list. But the other thing on that list, when you put this on the list, you'll see big, big changes, I promise you, is not pick up your phone the first hour of the day. Now, I'll tell you why. It's because we are rewiring our brains to be distracted. I'll tell you the two things that we're rewiring our brains when you pick up the phone first thing in the morning. You're training your brain to be distracted, right? Like we interviewed Dr. BJ Fogg at Stanford University. He runs the Influence Lab. One of his students actually co-founded Instagram. So that's all about habits and making things addictive, right? Now think about it, opening up Instagram 150 times a day, right? And if you're not doing it 150 times a day, somebody's doing it a lot more, right? Which is really scary, but that's addictive, right? Because every time you see a like, a share, a comment, you get this dopamine rush. And that runs along the pathways of your motivation and your learning, So you're literally learning to be motivated by being triggered like that. So if that's the first thing you're picking up every in the morning, you know, shares, comments, likes, cat videos, or whatever it is, then your attention is being pulled everywhere and you're training your brain to be distracted and you wonder why you can't concentrate. You know, you see this on Facebook all the time that our attention span is less than a goldfish right now. That's what they're saying. The goldfish is 9 seconds and our attention human span is about on average 8 seconds. After 8 seconds, our attention goes somewhere else. So here's the thing, whether that's true or not, we get the idea of where things are going. Don't pick up your phone because it's training you to be distracted. I'll tell you the second thing it's training you to do, it's rewiring your brain for, it's training you to be reactive. All right, not just distracted, it's training you to be reactive. Meaning, how many entrepreneurs or future entrepreneurs are in the room? Raise your hand, founders. Now here's the thing, like, and I'm just gonna get a sense of this. When you wanna create a business, right, and you have a vision for where things are going, you can't be reacting to everything in the environment. Because what you're doing is, when you wake up first thing in the morning, you cycle through brainwave states. And I'm not gonna go through all of them, but basically, right now everybody here is in beta. That's the awake state. Delta is when you're asleep. In between are two critical states. One is called theta, and one is called alpha. Theta is the state of creativity. So when Einstein was doing all these thought experiments, he would flow in and out of the state right above sleep. Right? He would actually be in his rocking chair at Princeton holding a rock in his hand, and he would do these thought experiments, visualizing himself on a beam of light. And you know, luckily he has the left brain, you know, science and be able to math and formulas to be able to turn it into something. But he had this right brain's creativity, these thought experiments. But why would he hold the rock? Why would he hold a rock? Because if he fell asleep, he would what? He would drop in and wake up because he didn't want to go to delta. Does that make sense? So he wanted to stay in theta. So theta is the state of creativity. You know what puts you in theta? Showers. When you take a shower, how many people, when you're taking a shower, you come up with all these ideas in your mind, right? You get inspired. It's always when you can't write stuff down, right? You come up with all these ideas, and that's when you're brilliant, right? I actually took 6 showers before I got here today just to be on for you guys. So here's the thing, like showers put you in a theta state, but that alpha state between theta and beta is the state, they call it relaxed awareness. Relaxed awareness. This is the state where you just absorb information. It's this hypnotic state that you're in when you meditate. This is the state that you're in of high performance a lot when you get into zone. For example, have you ever been talking to somebody who's watching television and they're in a trance? They're watching sports or they're watching whatever their favorite show is and they honestly don't hear you. Like they're in hypnosis, right? That's an alpha state. TV puts you into an alpha state. It's where your conscious mind is set aside and you just absorb information unfiltered, right? So we train people on how to learn languages, how to learn school material by training them to get into an alpha state, right? This relaxed state of awareness where you just start absorbing information like languages or foreign, like facts and figures and all that kind of information. Now, you are highly suggestible. So if you're in an alpha state when you first wake up in the morning, alpha theta, and you pick up your phone, you're highly suggestible. It's rewiring your brain to be reactive. Meaning if you look at a text message, a voice message, you know, your emails, and you have all these things, people wanting stuff from you, right? You have to fight all these fires. My friend Brendan says that an inbox is nothing but a convenient organizational system for other people's agenda for your life. Yeah, that hits home, right? So why on earth, if you're a visionary, right, you wanna create your day, you wanna win the day, like why would you look at everybody else's agenda, all the fires you need to fight, and go be in reactive mode? How are you gonna be proactive, right? So what I do is I have 3 things that I need to do every single day, personally, and 3 things I need to do professionally, and that's it, right? Because I look at my to-do list, how many people are familiar with Pareto's principle? Oh, wow. Okay, so this is the 80-20 rule. So how many people are familiar with 80-20 rule, right? 20% of your efforts yield you 80% of the rewards. Now this has been proven across the board in health, in marketing, in business. 20% of your customers give you 80% of the income, right? 20% of your customers also get 80% of the headaches, right? So you're always top grading, right? Your employees and so on. So 20%. So you always want to focus on that 20% that gives you the big return, right? And so when I'm looking at my to-do list, I'm looking for the 3 things that are going to move the needle the most, right? The things, the dominoes, if you will, that are towards the beginning, not towards the end. That one of my very favorite books of all time was a mentor of mine, Dr. Stephen Covey. He wrote a book called what? Seven Habits of Highly Effective People. If you have not read it, read this book, all right? Seven Habits of Highly Effective People. These are the habits of some of the most highly effective, productive people in the world. Seven habits. And the seventh habit is sharpen the saw. Sharpen the saw. Remember this. If you have all this wood that you need to cut and you're given like a saw, but it has a dull blade, when would you want to sharpen that saw? Do you want to spend all this time suffering and struggling and sweating trying to cut wood with a dull blade? When would you sharpen it? In the beginning, right? Right? So they say that the best time to plant a tree is 20 years ago. The second best time to plant a tree is when? Today, right now. And so that's why we teach accelerated learning, because if there's one skill to master in the 21st century, it's your ability to learn faster. I'm not kidding. Meta-learning. Learning how to learn is the most valuable skill, in my opinion, because that makes all the other skills and subject after that easier.
Big thanks to Jim Quick for stopping by. If you'd like to connect with him, you can go to his website, jimquick.com. That is also his YouTube and his Instagram. His latest book is entitled Limitless: Upgrade Your Brain, Learn Anything Faster, and Unlock Your Exceptional Life. And if you'd like to check out the last time we've had him featured on the show, you can go back and check out either episode number 607 or way back to episode number 246. And if you'd like to watch the entire talk, which I highly recommend, you can go to YouTube and type in Jim Quick, Quick Learning 2018. And I'll have all the links to everything I just mentioned, along with a link to today's entire talk. They will all be in the show description below, so you can go and check that out. All right. That is a wrap for me. I appreciate you. I hope you have a wonderful, wonderful rest of your day. And I will see you back here tomorrow. So, until then, stay strong. Later.